Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live. Dennis Kucinich is scheduled to call in any time now. That can fluctuate in the next 10 minutes, so stand by for that. Then your phone calls are coming up for the balance of the broadcast. I have this big fluoride story I'm going to read one way or the other today on air. I have the economic news is very, very serious. But I know their policy. I know their think tank statements. I know what the federal government's planning, and I watched the Justice Department's statements in absolute horror in the last 7 years as they tripled the funding for the BATF, built them the biggest office building that the federal government owns. The BATF is a criminal organization. They were founded to go after people not paying whiskey taxes, and they became very corrupt very fast. The older an agency, the more corrupt it gets historically. And they were called regulators. And they'd rape your wife, steal you, shoot you. They were basically armed federal gangs. And they would shake people down. They would blow up your stills. They'd send you to prison. And by the way, if you could make more money than anything making moonshine or other types of spirits than you could growing corn or anything else. A lot of people were at subsistence level. A lot of people that weren't even big drinkers made it. I've even had ancestors. I'm pure hillbilly, folks. You know, there's even old rotten stills out on our family property. Wonder who put them there. It must be, I mean, they're 80 years old, 100 years old, just pieces of them. But the point here is that, the crimes they committed, just they did whatever they wanted. And then that's the BATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and now they added explosives. Kind of like DynCorp changed its name or... we now have Diebold changing their name because that name got bad. We still call them Diebold. They changed it a year ago. It's very, very effective what they do. And they burned down churches and they murdered men, women, and children. I mean, these are hardcore crooks. I mean, there's no federal agency with a higher percentage of just gang member scum in it because it's 100 years of filth. And that's who they are and what they are. So... they have been raiding gun shops, harassing people, going after gun collectors. It's been a reign of terror we've never seen before. And we're going to talk about that later and get into the new legislation and what the Supreme Court ruling is going to mean. We are about to break here in just a moment, and I don't want to shortstop Dennis Kucinich on the issue of the recount that they successfully funded. And I'm sure no small part thanks to this audience and others around the country. And so we're going to talk to them about the process of the recount that's going on out in New Hampshire on the Democratic side, which had the biggest discrepancies with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, with Congressman Dennis Kucinich on the other side of this break that we're approaching in about a minute. Let's just go ahead and go to Dennis Kucinich now. Congressman, where are you right now?
I'm in Washington, D.C. We have some votes today, and so I'm back here in the Capitol. But in New Hampshire right now, there is a recount that's underway of Hillsborough County, which is the largest county in the state. We want to see if we can find a way to reconcile the disparities between one candidate seeming to win the votes that are hand counted, another candidate seeming to win votes that are machine counted, and this is part of ensuring the people of the United States that they have real integrity in the election process.
Stay there, Congressman. We appreciate you joining us in your busy schedule. Dennis Kucinich is in his district. We're on important votes, while most other candidates are out running around the countryside. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is the 16th day of January, already halfway into the first month. Unbelievable. Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who's running for re-election right now as a Democrat, joins us. You want to find out more about him, just link through at truthnews.us or infowars.com. We've got him up on the guest section area right there. And there's also Dennis4President.com. Going from memory on that, correct me, Congressman, if that's not the site. But he's here to talk about the Democratic side of the recount going on in New Hampshire right now. They're paying as they go, depending on how many townships, counties they have. He's also going to talk about, I thought he was going to be included, and then next thing I hear, he wasn't included in the debates last night. So we'll talk about that process of squelching the free speech and the people's right to choose as well with the congressman. Congressman, thanks for taking time out. You've got the floor. Please cover the process and what's happening in New Hampshire right now.
Well, sure. We've got people working with the Secretary of State. The count, the recount is in process. We're starting in Hillsborough County, which is the largest county in the state, and after that we'll do the second largest, which is Rockingham. The thing that we're looking at is trying to be able to determine why the discrepancies between the hand-counted votes, which seem to go pretty strong for Barack Obama, and the machine-counted votes, which seem to go pretty strong for Senator Clinton. And we just want to see if there was any problems with the machines, and when you take it in the context of how the polls on election day showed Obama winning by a 16-point winning by 13 points, with Senator Clinton winning by 3. That's a 16-point spread in a period of about 12 hours, which means either the science of polling is in trouble or there's something wrong with the machine. So
now, here's the $64 million question. This is what everybody's asking me, so I'm not trying to be contrarian. I appreciate you stepping up to the plate and going for the recount because, as you've said, it's not about you. It's about the electoral voting process, which is absolutely, right, you know, at the very bedrock of this republic. But everybody's saying, okay, fine. And Beth Harris, the black box voting expert with the HBO special, she's saying, that's great, she's there. She's saying that it's the same people running the chicanery that are going to be in charge of that. So you've done the first step. How do we know that we have the machines doing it again?
State law requires that the Secretary of State supervise it. Now, he has various vendors. What's been explained to me so far is that if in fact, since they're doing a hand count in the recount here, and they're looking at each single ballot, that's what I've been told by the Secretary of State himself, that if it doesn't match up with the totals that they were given, then they'll know immediately it was a problem with the machines. But having said that, look, I'm looking for help. There are people who have a lot more expertise than I do on the question of election, the potential for elections to be stolen by this technology. So we're actually being very careful in regarding the concerns that have been expressed by everyone. We're proceeding cautiously. This recount could take a while.
Well, that's, you know what? I think that's really smart from studying election fraud and in the past, the neocons try to focus this on voter fraud. That's actually quite rare overall and is negligible because you can't really organize it. I shouldn't even say rare. It's very small. But whereas institutionalized fraud and people just went to jail in Ohio, I think it's very smart to do it piece by piece because if they are fixing or cheating, they're going to have a lot more trouble covering it up.
Well, you know, exactly. Now, one of the things we're looking at right now, just to give you a little bit more of an inside discussion, because the people in your audience have shown a real interest in this, which I'm very appreciative for. But we're looking at the question of securing memory cards, and we're trying to see how, we've been told that town clerks have been advised to do so. You know, there's rumors going around that some of them have been secured. So we're trying to track that down, and we're sending a letter to the Secretary of State today that would essentially indicate our concern about some of the mechanisms here. We want to make sure that there's a procedure in place for securing those memory cards and that the clerks are familiar with. And, you know, we do have some concerns with that. You know, it might be very valuable if disparities show up on the recount. So, we're recounting Hillsborough and then Rockingham. And for all those who are listening, we gave a check for $25,000 yesterday to the Secretary of State that would secure Hillsborough and Rockingham, and we're still. You know, your audience has been so generous on this project, and I want to thank everyone. But if we're going to do the whole state, we're going to need some more help. And
they've told the Republicans it's $55,000 for the whole state. What have you been told it is for the Democratic region?
About $67,500. That was and they said it's roughly the figure I was given. It was about 24 cents. A vote. Apparently.
Yeah, that was the original number we were given for Republican recounts, and now they're saying 55. I wonder why there's a discrepancy there.
I don't know. I mean, it's worth looking at. It's just that it's very expensive, and you got to remember that our campaign isn't getting money from corporate interests, so we're not in a position of being able to shell out a lot of money out of our pockets. So if people have an interest in providing some more help. And again, I just want to say, Alex, that your audience has been so generous. But if people can provide help, we would like to count the whole state. I think we'll learn a lot. And, you know, this is the thing about New Hampshire. If we count the whole state, we're going to learn enough, I think, that will protect us down the road and will give us an ability to be able to withstand the efforts at let me rephrase this. It'll protect the vote, because we'll know, not only we'll learn about the system from the recount, and we'll use that knowledge in further.
Yeah, regardless, we win. I mean, if we lay down and don't get involved, they win, and we know there's been fraud all over the country. People have gone to prison, and so we just need to keep engaging them. We don't have a lot of time left with you, Congressman. I wanted to talk about free speech in this nation and how you were first going to be allowed in. You were invited, and then they went to the Supreme Court and blocked you in the Nevada Democratic debate.
Yeah, I was invited by NBC. Then they said I met their criteria, being in the top four in a national poll. Then after I met the criteria, they withdrew their invitation. We took them to court. The judge ruled in our favor. Then they came back and went to the Supreme Court. It was an extraordinary thing. 50 minutes before the debate started, the Supreme Court said, you can't go on. They said they agreed with NBC that it was essentially a private matter.
Well, they're scared of you just like they are Ron Paul, because you're going to show that they're all a bunch of warmongers, and you're the only person that even follows the party's platform.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people saying that, and I appreciate you saying it. And, GE, by the way, which owns NBC.
Cluster bomb maker.
Well, hello. You know, Raytheon is their big, subsidiary. And I just think that, you know, this process belongs to the American people. This is our government. This is our presidential race. We have a right to have a fair vote, and we have a right to hear from all the candidates who are bona fide candidates. And it's really unfortunate when the media want to take it upon themselves to say, well, you know, we're going to determine who the next president is.
Why do you think suddenly we have Ron Paul and yourself being excluded from debates? That's clearly orders from on high that the establishment doesn't want to have a debate about the war.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, as you know, Ron's a good friend of mine, and he has shown a lot of courage. And, you know, many times on the floor of the House, he and I were often the only two people raising questions about our international policy, saying why are we trying to intervene here and there. And he's been absolutely right, and I've been proud to stand with him.
Well, NBC, and we appreciate that, Congressman, NBC is holding out that they're involved in the process, and they're guarding the process, and they're involved in the public service. And then they take political money, they give political money.
Yes.
I mean, this is a conflict of interest blocking
yes.
you. I mean, what do we need to do now that they've done this?
You know, it'd be great to have a chance to do on a future show. I'd be happy to discuss with you to tell you how much money GE has given to presidential candidates who they lent it to the debate, and that NBC has given to presidential candidates, that Raytheon, which is owned by GE, has given to presidential candidates. When you look at these numbers, they're pretty staggering, but it takes a while to do it. And if you got a chance, if you're interested, I'd be happy to share it with you.
We'd love to have you on. Sure, anytime. We love to get your.
This is a civics lesson. You know, we're all learning about this. And my role is to be a teacher and to show people this is what's happening, and also to stand in there. Right, and also to stand in there and say, hey, we really require that people have control of this process, that it can't just be, you know, hijacked by interest groups that are going to take care of their concerns and run us into wars that are breaking our budget and killing innocent people.
Well, it's not like you just fell off a turnip truck. You're a congressman.
40 years in politics.
And you've shown up high in a lot of polls, and you're invited at first, and they exclude you. I mean, how are we ever going to hear about alternative candidates if they have the self-fulfilling process of only... I mean, look, their two anointed candidates, Giuliani and Thompson, were beaten by Paul in Michigan last night. Okay?
I mean,
that's showing that that shows that their anointed ones are failing, and the people want the alternative candidates, who, by the way, happen to be lined up with the polls and the Constitution, you and Ron Paul. Fire out your presidential website for listeners that want to contribute to the recount.
We need help on that recount if you can. It's Dennis4President.com, and I'm sure you indicate that it's for the recount. And we need help. I'd like to recount the whole state. And Alex, what a patriot you are, and you've got a great show that really. We need to come together to save our country.
We do. Absolutely. Come together for our electoral and voting process. Thank you, Congressman Kucinich, for spending time with us.
Thanks again, DennisForPresident.com. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, we'll be right back with your calls and a lot more. Stay with me.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Websites are PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, TruthNews.us, RonPaulWarRoom.com, MartialLaw911.info, EndgameTheMovie.com, LooseChangeTheFinalCut.com, ArnoldExposed.com. And I think that's it for websites right now. We're going to redesign into community-based, user content-driven InfoWars and Prison Planet in the next couple months. We've already done that with Truth News, partially, and with Ron Paul War Room, but we're all vetting, testing, expanding, looking at different things. That'll be go in the next month on InfoWars, then go in the next 3 months on Prison Planet for all the great web folks that are out there, giving you the tools you need to take it to the New World Order. Your own pages, your own subsites, whatever you'd like, it'll be there. We do have Benjamin Fulford coming up in the next hour. I've forgotten he's on right now. We're trying to move him. So I want you to be able to talk about the Ron Paul situation, the campaign, the news. I got this gun control news where just the long and short of it is it's up on truthnews.us. Nemo put so much news in there that he's written that it's already moved into the more articles section. It's what we knew they'd do, but it doesn't make it any more devastating. And that is the Republicans are saying, oh, we're not for gun control, but Congress can make laws and states can make laws and cities can make laws and get rid of it if they want. So see, they're saying, yeah, you got a Second Amendment, but we can get rid of it. And that's what they always do. They're saying in the new Supreme Court case that's going there next month. I told you, you know, you got 7 of the 9 members appointed by Republicans, and you're sitting there sucking your thumb. By the way, they're going to call it pro-gun when they say that, oh, well, you can have the Second Amendment, but we can ban it if we want. See, they're saying that the government is above the Constitution and that they can make restrictions. The Supreme Court has never ruled in favor of gun control. They ruled in favor of felons. And they ruled in favor. I mean, that's how they started. But never that the government can restrict. They said, oh, well, only certain people, or that you couldn't saw one off because it wasn't military. This is the big one. They've never ruled to come right out and say, we can just take all your guns. And folks, I know the cops, a lot of them are pro Second Amendment because they know about guns. They're not scared of them, and they at least know that. Doesn't matter. They will take your guns, like in New Orleans or anywhere else, or Chicago or New York. And they want to fill the prisons, the system does, with all the good old boys, and they're going to say everybody's Al-Qaeda, cowboy boots, Stetson, you're Al-Qaeda. Watch Fox News, I'm not kidding. We're all Al-Qaeda folks. They're not, again, taking 10% of the college graduates now to be in security and homeland security, data mining, spying. They're not putting face scanning cameras and purchase scans for everything you buy and sell, every email, everything you do. They're just openly announcing what I always told you now. They're not doing this because they want to, you know, have a cup of tea and cookies with you. They're doing this because they want your property, your houses, everything you got. They want your minerals. They want whatever you got on your land. Then they're going to take it. And they got people that wear black uniforms who will follow orders. They'll grab babies away from mothers without a warrant or out of charge as the mother screams in pain and taser her if she fights back. They'll have police dogs. Maryland, when there's no law saying it is the law, with the dogs barking at the kids as 1,500 parents line up to be forcibly injected when there is no law. And they'll shoot their own kids up with it. They'll shoot themselves up with it. They're just like the general public. I'm not even saying the cops are any worse than anybody else. The public's just mindless fools everywhere, and it's all here. You can't deny this government's criminal. They're approving cloning, open-air genetic engineering of every type, total crises, real threats, while setting up a global tax and a domestic regional taxes on your carbon. New hordes of bureaucrats. See, the left hand is the hordes of bureaucrats and socialism and regulators and one-child policies, and the right hand is anti-terror and police state. And I already said I'd take your calls. Melina in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Melina, you're on the air.
Hello, yes. I would like to thank you, Mr. Kucinich. I also want to tell you in your native, Mr. Kucinich, 4-1-2-3-3-5-2-2-3.
Ma'am, Mr. Kucinich is gone, but I appreciate your call. And I believe he's your congressman, isn't he? All right, Steve, John, Paul, a lot of other people, your calls are straight ahead. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon-222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to ronpaulstickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to ronpaulstickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
You have found it, my friends. You're here. Tip of the spear in the fight against the New World Order. A ragtag band of people that know the threat, know who we're facing, and are taking action. John, I forgot to ask you, is the illustrious Benjamin Fulford moved to the third hour? Thank you so much. You ought to see it in here. It's like 5 people in here every break, so I never even have a chance to talk to John. He's up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in the frozen north. He comes from the land of the ice and snow. And we got loaded phone lines here, and I do want to get into the fluoride news and the Second Amendment news, but right now let's go to Steve in Florida. You're on the air, sir.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? Haven't spoken to you in a few months.
Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
We have a Ron Paul decorated limousine, the biggest limousine in the world. It is now on its way to Houston, Texas. Should be there within 6 hours. Marvin Olson, one of the key players, has coordinated all of this. I have his email. He emailed you about 11:30 this morning. I have the limousine driver's phone number for you personally if you wish to call him to coordinate anything, to let people know on your audience where he'll be in Houston.
Okay, I'm ignorant. What does this limousine do?
It is decorated with Ron Paul up and down. It carries 40 people.
Must be a big limousine.
It is the biggest limousine in the world. It's been in It was in Pensacola for the past couple of days, driving all around, letting everybody know who Dr. Paul is.
Well, that's huge. I mean, that's the type of gimmick that really will get attention in Houston, and people should call the press. Well, where is this Leviathan going to be cruising?
He's right now on the freeway heading toward Houston, and I've got the limousine driver's number. I've been given permission to give it to you if you wish, and I've got Marvin Olson's email.
Well, I don't mind talking to him, but, I mean, there's blimps, helicopters, aircraft, now Leviathan limousines. If the limousine driver wants to call in for a few minutes and tell folks where he's going to be, but I think it'll do for itself. They need to call local Houston TV and newsprint. That's the kind of stunt they like.
Yeah, Marvin's listening now. I'm sure he just heard you. His email's marvinolson@cox.net if you wish to email him on your break.
Hey, if it's the biggest limousine in the world, what type of car is it?
I'm not sure what type. I failed to ask that, but it holds 40 people because they were riding around in it the other night and just having a ball.
That's wonderful. Hey, Steve, I don't think you've called me in a couple of years. I recognize your voice. What do you think of the gun control, everything unfolding right now?
Well, I've been following for a long time, and I've been following 2640, where they're going to take away gun rights of veterans, but it's just typical of the police state in which we live, is it not?
But this is even worse.
Yeah.
They're going to call it pro-gun. And you watch, they're going to say the Supreme Court's going to rule next month, or they may announce the month after that, that it's a pro-gun ruling. This is the new trick, a whole new level of deception. And then actually it is saying that cities, counties, states, the feds can restrict at will up to total gun ban. The federal government, the Justice Department, is arguing. I have the case here. I have it. I spent an hour reading it last night, and now can't even get to details here. They exactly what we said they do. They are going to argue for total gun ban.
I just pray that people in Florida that call themselves patriots, especially some pastors that I know that talk about gun rights and constitutional rights, I hope they have the Giulianis, shall we say, the Cahoonies, to stand up and do what's right at the proper time.
Well, now understand, they're going to rule that you don't have a Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say they ruled for it. It's going to say, well, you got a Second Amendment, but we can restrict it up into the point of total bans. That's what they state. And then it's going to be advertised, great victory. The fools will run around with their NRA cards and, you know, reading their American Rifleman magazine, not knowing it's the fount of gun control. They won't even look into that, as Governors of America has warned them. And then they will start moving ahead with the piece-by-piece gun ban.
You know, the NRA doesn't give us our rights, nor does the government. God gives us our rights.
Well, that's right. These criminals running our government can claim that we don't have free speech, or claim we can all be spied on and don't have privacy, and they can claim we don't have Second Amendment, and they can claim they're God and that torture's good. But bottom line, torture's evil. Raping children in front of their parents, as the Army's own report admits, is evil. And I don't care what they say. It's evil.
I concur with everything you're saying on the... The limo's going to be in Houston probably within 6 hours. After that, it's going to be making its way to Las Vegas, and a lot of people are going to see it along the way.
Well done. Thank you. And if everybody does similar things to this, or whatever you can, it can be a sign in your yard. We know pilots are making their own, ordering their own banners. People are doing it on their own. Other groups are flying banners. Good. Don't wait for us. Don't think we got to direct you. Just attack the enemy in the info war. John in Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome, John. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Okay, John, thank you. Paul in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I'd just like to say I'm so glad to hear your voice every day, because it still means that we have a shred of freedom left, you know, and I'm just grateful to hear your voice, not because it's you, but because of the message that you're relaying to all of us, and I'm so grateful.
Well, you're not going to hear it soon, because they're openly doing what they said they do 6 years ago when I learned of Internet 2. They're openly not updating the hubs. They're letting it already shut down, and they're doing more and more peer-to-peer blocking, just to where in the future it'll be very hard to get to the streams, very hard to pass videos around online, and then you'll have to pay to get on Internet 2, and then they're going to restrict you and be able to censor at will. And it's all Chinese model firewall stuff, and they admit that our government, you know, designed it with Google and Yahoo and the rest of them, and they're now testing it, and Comcast is implementing, and it's now happening, and they're going to phase it in over the next 3 years, so people better spread the word about the streams, about the videos, about, I mean, don't take this stuff for granted. Keep virally spreading it now while we have this window, because they are shutting it down.
Okay, well, that's no good to hear, but I just want to make it really quick here. I just wanted to point out one thing, and I had an idea for the Paul campaign.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear about Mel Gibson moving down to Costa Rica?
I know that Mel Gibson got a place in Costa Rica. I'd seen that, yeah.
Well, he bought it in May, apparently, a big ranch there, but apparently he's moving his family down there, and he started a production company there or whatever. He's basically moved down there already, I believe. But I just thought that was interesting.
I know Hutton moved out of first West Virginia, then he moved to Pennsylvania, and I knew he moved in with him, and, yeah, via Condios. I need to call Pastor Butch. You know, Hutton called me and said, I need to give you my new number. I'll call you with it. And, he called up and said he wanted me to help some other group that was under attack for free speech. And then he, I guess, forgot to leave the number. He said, I'm going to give you this number. Here's this number. And then that was a couple of months ago. I've got some numbers in Los Angeles to some of the folks in the family. I'll just leave it at that. I do know that they are going down to Costa Rica, but
yeah, I mean, you can't blame them with, you know, what's going on in the States right now.
I wish I had $1 billion, but even if I had $1 billion, I probably wouldn't get out of here. I just am going to go down with the ship.
Well, that's pretty commendable then. About the Paul campaign, I had an idea. What if Dr. Paul were to set up a town hall meeting, which was completely online, totally cut out the mainstream media, stream your own cameras, make it cam to cam almost, you know what I'm saying? And people could line up to ask.
And then took questions from webcams. It's very easy to do. It'd be a great idea for the campaign to do that, say, maybe 2 hours a week. Appreciate the call. Just in between going to Congress, running for president, you know, there's a lot of great ideas, and that is a great idea, sir. David in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing, sir?
Good.
Bear with me, sir. I've got some allergies today. Hey, listen, I watched your extras on your Endgame, the Battle for the Republic.
Yes, sir.
Do we have the names of those officers involved and the young man that was the victim in that situation or any of the information of those?
Oh, you're talking about if you protest illegal aliens that you are assaulted by police and arrested openly touching no one, all on video, then the illegal aliens celebrate you being brutalized and say that's what you get. You're talking about the police scream, yeah, yeah.
That's
as
exactly. And I can't remember being that pissed off on anything after I was done watching that film. I was mad. You don't have those officers' names, or we could send an email to the Seattle Police Department or the young man.
You know,
man's
I interviewed the folks that shot the video, and we never found out the name of the guy they beat up. I mean, and you know, the illegal aliens blocked traffic for like 30 minutes, and this guy sticks his hand out and starts flipping them off. And they're flipping him off, screaming at him. And the police come over, grab him out, smash his head in the ground, and then charge him with crimes. Then they let the illegals run over and scream and point at him, and the cops all cheer them on. And it's like, hey, we're killing America. It feels good. Let's keep it up. Well, and, I mean, don't believe me, folks. Go to prisonplanet.tv. It's 5 months free right now. You can watch the extras. That's an extra from the DVD. There's an hour and a half plus in-game 1.5 extras just for PrisonPlanet.tv members at PrisonPlanet.tv. And, again, it's in super high quality. You can burn it to disk, give it to people, or buy the quality DVD with all the extras at Infowars.com. I appreciate your call, David. Let's go ahead. And was that David we were just talking to? Yeah. Thomas in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Hi.
Hey, we have a great patriot movement going on here in Knoxville. We've got Harry Gross on over at WBCR doing a great job. Got a lot of Ron Paul supporters around here. We're getting signs up everywhere. Some of the things I've noticed about the War Room website is I believe there might be some fake Ron Paul supporters trying to infiltrate in there because they're ready to quit at the drop of a hat when they don't really understand the whole you know, just because we lose a battle here and there, we're not going to
lose. I'll say this.
Things.
All of them aren't infiltrators. It only takes a few infiltrators to go, I don't like Ron Paul because he doesn't say Catholics are evil and run everything, which would be political suicide, even if true or not, not debating that. Or Ron Paul won't attack Israel. It's not, you know, and you know, he won't say it's the Zionists, so I hate him, or Ron Paul won't do it. And then those are agents, but then other people pick it up and parrot it. You see, that's why we've got to virally swarm them even more in the info war to make sure the message of taking action gets out.
And to make sure that those particular people don't discourage the ones who are really, really supporting him, because if that starts to spread a little bit and the discouragement and the infighting that goes on is ridiculous. You know, he cannot mention things like, even if he does believe 9/11 was an inside job, he can't get up there in a national platform.
But look, it's come out from the ADL. This has come out. This has been in the news. And it's come out from these other organizations and groups that they want, okay, different organizations, not just the ADL, but others, have groups out there to radicalize other groups to get people to come out and say things that they know will then get them ostracized. They don't want us to sound reasonable and expose the New World Order and wake people up and bring people together. It's about balkanizing, and then there's a lot of people who are just filled with hate and are upset about what's happening, and some of what they're saying is reasonable, and they don't understand. They're not sophisticated enough to get what's going on.
They're not even part of it.
No, most of them aren't. The feds go out and they prod and they push. I mean, we have COINTELPRO documents on the FBI doing it. And I appreciate your call. I mean, this is declassified. In the 60s and 70s, they'd go into different peace groups, Black Panthers, you name it, and they'd start criticizing the leaders. If you've got effective leaders in a group, they go in, they say, this group's bad, you should be the leader. Then they split it up. And then they say, we need to go out, and then they trick people to come out to some, you know, swamp north of San Francisco and detonate half a stick of dynamite, and then the feds all run out and arrest everybody and then arrest all the rest of the group. Or they go out and try to get groups to be really radical. I mean, I remember 10, 15 years ago, I mean, even before I got on air, I'd be at events, and it'd be a cop. It's always a cop, always in good shape, big guys. They'd always say, we ought to blow stuff up. We ought to kill people. We ought to, you know, I like the Nazis. And then we'd follow them to their car, and it'd be an unmarked cop car. He'd be parked around the street, and, hey, man, I want to go home. Why are you following me? Just crazy stuff. We'd try to build a veteran a new house. And it would turn out people would come and they wanted to help, and we'd find out it was somebody who owned property nearby who'd already tried to buy it. And then they come in and act friendly, then they start fights and threatening to attack people. Now, we were trying to build the Branch Davidians, a memorial church, you know, for those that died. And we had people show up, and after weeks of not being able to, you know, bad talking, we shouldn't build, Alex is bad, he's stealing money. By the way, I knew they'd say that, so we said, here's a Home Depot, here's a Lowe's, here's a McCoy's, only give to these, you pay for the truck to even deliver it, and we'd announce every day on the radio what was needed, and on a website we'd post. And so then we had a separate company in Waco, well, it was like $10,000 for the trusses, you know, because, you know, you can't buy the trusses for a big church, the V part of the house. So we said, okay, here's the company. And send them the money for the trusses. We even got bids and posted those. And the feds, and then finally that woman just blew up, grabbed a butcher knife in front of witnesses, came at me, and she said, you're right, I'm a fed, and we're going to kill you, Jones. Come on, come on. Then a police car comes rolling by waiting for me to make a move with a woman, you know, thrusting a butcher knife at me. And then she said, we're out of here, we're going to get you. And we found out they were informants. Literally, they go nuts with butcher knives. So, see, the average person out there hasn't dealt with this. I mean, I've had feds come in with butcher knives, and I just jumped out of the way. I mean, these are crazed people, ladies and gentlemen. They wanted me to make a move on that woman. And right when it happens, the cop car drives by. They were waiting. It would have been on the news that I attacked a woman with a butcher knife. Didn't matter there were five witnesses. She tried to come, and see, they have this little museum, this little one-room museum. She was in there, and she called me over there. And I was just like, look, let's all be friends. And then nobody was around. And then she pulls the butcher knife, and I get out of the building. But in her craziness, she comes out, and there's five witnesses, and they all see it, thank God. Their plan was to, she had her, you know, the male officer, their informants with her, and I think he was going to cap me. I'm not sure. I mean, they don't play games, folks. They don't play games. And they do that with the Black Panthers. They'd come in and they would, you know, they were soup kitchens, mainline, but also aggressive, you know, in their freedom. And so they'd radicalize them. We need to start shooting people. We need to start burning things. We need to, they'd even trick a few to go and be involved in that. Then they'd blow the whole organization across the country. They know how to control populations. But again, this is all part of a growing process. This is all part of a learning process. And all these bad things that happen to us only make us stronger. Like somebody who hadn't had their arm almost completely chopped off before, or had a finger chopped off before, or somebody hadn't been in a car wreck, or somebody, and I'm not saying I'm a tough guy, all those things, you know, I noticed ninnies who've never been hurt, never lived, they'd be scared of somebody jabbing them with a butcher knife. It was just like nothing. You know. Because that doesn't matter. The point is that it's the same thing, and that's a microcosm. In the bigger world, you know, dealing with these people, it scares them that we're not scared. We're committed. That's hard for them to deal with.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Yeah, it's not just Mel Gibson running down to Costa Rica. He's still in Los Angeles, too, and everywhere else. They're all moving down there, and the big money's moving out of the country. Cook Islands, New Zealand, you name it, all over the Pacific. And they're getting big barbed wire electrical fences, helicopters, security, because they know, folks, there's a very good chance that it's going to be a depression. And don't worry, a lot of corrupt people in the system, you want to crack heads and be thugs, you're going to get lots of stuff to do. You're going to get more of it than you ever wanted. It's kind of like somebody who likes hot dogs, but after a hot dog eating contest, they never like hot dogs again. Oh, you like torturing and killing people. You like FEMA camps. You like being a boss. Well, you're going to get to eat 100 hot dogs, pal. 100 hot dogs. You want 100 hot dogs? You're going to get it. You like evil? Well, here. How about, it's like kind of like, oh, you like wine. Here, let's force 10 bottles down you. Scientific study finds fluoride horror, industrial byproduct consumed by millions of Americans, lowers IQ, causes cancer. I hope you'll get the story from PrisonPlanet.com and get it out to everyone in your family, your neighbors. Again, I have a burning desire to warn you and warn others. I know you know all about this. Your neighbors, your friends, your family, they don't. And stop thinking they do. This is the best one article I've seen anywhere. It's in the News and Focus on PrisonPlanet.com. Industrial byproduct consumed by millions of Americans lowers IQ, causes cancer. The establishment media will have to find a new tactic with which to ridicule those who oppose the fluoridation of water after a new Scientific American report concluded that the scientific attitudes towards fluoridation may be starting to shift. Yeah, that's as people actually see the research. As new evidence emerges of the poison's link to disorders affecting teeth, bones, the brain, and the thyroid gland, as well as lowering IQ. Today, almost 60%, by the way, they're wrong, it's more than that, of the U.S. population drinks fluoridated water, including residents of 46 of the nation's 50 largest cities. That's the key. Reports Scientific America's Dane Fagan. Fagan is an award-winning environmental reporter and director of New York's University Science Health and Environmental Reporting Program. Outside the U.S., fluoridation has been spread to Canada, the U.K., Australia, New Zealand, and a few other countries. Critics of the practice have generally been dismissed as gadflies or zealots by mainstream researchers and public health agencies in those countries, as well as the U.S. In other nations, however, water fluoridation is rare and controversial. It's only controversial because the establishment says it's good. They've known since the 20s and 30s what it does. We have links to those studies, by the way. Because they said, my God, this stuff makes you become brain damaged and stupid and servile. Well, put it in the water, baby. And the U.S. worked with the Russians and the Nazis after they captured the Russians and the Nazis. Excuse me, the Nazis. And, of course, the Germans had captured their info. That's what I meant to say. And it's all in the report. And they said, my goodness, let's just give this to everybody. And they did. And that's why you can't talk to your neighbor. They got literal rot holes in their brain. Go read the report. Lobotomies, folks. Indeed, the zeitgeist for scoffing at those who spoke of the dangers of mass medicating the public against their will of fluoride was the degraded and paranoid character of General Ripper in the hit 1964 Peter Sellers movie Dr. Strangelove. But the stereotype is quickly fading as serious scientific research uncovers proof that all the horror stories about sodium fluoride told down the decades are essentially true. The Scientific American study concluded that fluoride can subtly alter endocrine function, especially in the thyroid, the gland that produces hormones regulating growth and your metabolic system. I'm going to come back and read the rest of this and get Benjamin Fulford on with us for the third interview to really get into where he thinks all this is coming down to. Very important info, if you haven't heard it, dealing with the race-specific bioweapon plan and the New World Order's plan to go hot with it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.